Blog Talk Radio.
Take me through the king.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries, commanding your morning this morning. It's a beautiful day outside. We've had such a rainy week. Excuse me. It's been cloudy and raining and dreary all week. But thank God we have such beautiful sunshine on this April 8th, 2017 morning. I'm really going to enjoy it today. I am your servant host leader, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, and I'm so glad you decided to tune in to us. If you haven't invited a friend, please invite someone. Invite someone to our Blog Talk radio station. All they have to do is type in FMFC Global Prayer Warriors and follow us. We are on each Saturday morning at 7 a.m. As a matter of fact, thank God I remembered. There is about to be a change in the time on April 29th. April the 29th this month, we will start having prayer at 6 a.m. It'll be from 6 to 7 a.m. for that. And you can tell your friends, neighbors, mothers, fathers, but tune in. Everybody needs prayer. So we are also in light of announcements. We are getting set for our mission trip over to Turkey, and I want you all to just not only keep us in your prayers, but please, if the Lord leads you to donate, we would love for you to donate every dollar, every red cent is tax deductible. You're not just giving into an empty paper bag or a bag with a hole in it. You are giving to fertile ground. You are giving to a ministry that is on the move, trying to bless God's kingdom. And so we are going over there, and we will be blessing the orphans. We will be planting trees. So we want you to please donate. And you can send those donations to FMFC, that's Everson Frank, M as in Mary, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, and send it to P.O. Box 558-394. 558-394 in Chicago 5. So it is so important for you to do that quickly if you're going to do it, because we're set to leave May 21st. I'm so, so excited because it'll be my very first time in Turkey to bless the children. And we want to be able to also go on over to Israel, where we'll be changing the lives of these orphans by baptizing them in the Jordan River. We will be baptizing them in the Jordan River. So, praise God. Pray for us. This is a good thing. This is a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's important that we are not just looking out for ourselves, but looking out for others. Amen. So that's what we will be doing. And right now, we're going to be getting ready to open up with our comprehensive prayer. And if you have any prayer requests, please send them to our Facebook page, which is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We are taking all prayer requests right there. So thank God for that. I'm hesitating because I also want to make sure that you all are aware of us having so many other features going on during the week. So, yes, amen, praise God. We are doing so much. Here we go, amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right. We are doing so much. I was trying to bless someone. They are, here it is. Yes, we also have so much going on, even on our Facebook page, Ministry in Motion. And so I wanted to share that. I am so sorry for that delay, but I had to go ahead on and make sure that I shared that with you, because Ministry in Motion, that Facebook page is something that we show where we're doing different type ministries on the move, whether it's in the prisons, whether it's in the hospitals, or whether it's just with the network. So we are doing that as well. But first, let's give God some glory. Let's give God some praise. And we're going to have our comprehensive prayer first thing this morning. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we just bless and magnify your great and holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for breath, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord God, for life. We thank you, Lord God, for telling death to behave itself. And Lord God, that we are able to have the activity of our limbs. We are able, Lord God, to wake up in a warm house. We are able, Lord God, to go to a refrigerator and have something to eat. It wasn't by our power or our might or our job, but it was by your grace and mercy, Lord Jesus, that you shown toward us that we are able to do this on today. We are able to have lights in our houses and be warm with gas or heat. And so, Lord God, we just thank you, and we just praise you. We just magnify you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I thank you because I am able to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you. We are blessing your name, Lord Jesus. We're thankful, Lord God, that you are healing the land. Yes, Lord God, because I decree it. I am not waiting to see it, but I'm seeing it in the supernatural. I'm seeing it in the spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just bless you. Father God, I just love you. Father God, I just adore you. Oh, hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would just continuously move by your spirit, continuously have thine own way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless those who ask for prayer through me. Lord God, I'm looking at individuals, Lord God, who are asking for their loved ones to be saved. And so, Lord God, we decree right now healing and salvation in the land, Lord God. I'm not going to say names, but I am going to just decree, Lord God, that a healing come forth throughout the land, oh God, that people will turn from their wicked ways, that people will, Lord God, put down their natural desires, oh God, and be able to move by you, Lord God, and have a hunger and thirst after righteousness for your name's sake, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, but we are praising you for victory in advance. We are praising you right now because, Lord God, you are great and greatly to be praised. We are praising you right now because we are more than conquerors. We are praising you right now because we are triumphant. Oh, God, hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. Bless your great and awesome name. Lord God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for doing all that you've done. Lord God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for today, Lord God, that we command that there will be a peace. We command that there will be a docileness. We pray, Lord God, that there will be a calm throughout the Inglewood community. Lord God, that guns are put down, oh God, that there won't be random shootings. There won't be random murders. There won't be random homicides and rapings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that the people are putting down their drugs. They don't know why, but it's because we're praying for them right now. We're praying for the unsaved. We're praying for those lost in the land. Lord God, move by your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus and have thine own way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, allow the youth, oh God, to not want to shoot anymore. Allow the youth, Lord God, to not want to smoke the drugs anymore. Allow the youth, Lord God, to not want to be in gangs anymore. Allow the youth, Lord God, to not want to rape anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. But we plead the blood of Jesus over the community in Chicago, Lord God, that Inglewood will never be the same. Auburn Gresham will never be the same. Chicago will never be the same, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, Lord God, you said, you will heal the land, Lord God. You will hear from heaven and heal the land. So heal it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We command, Lord God, that they don't want to drink anymore. We bind up the spirit of alcoholism. We bind up the spirit of drugs in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your honor, Lord God. Do it that the angels will rejoice because souls are being saved in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah to you, oh God. Hallelujah to your great and awesome mighty name. Lord God, we love you. Lord God, we praise you. Lord God, we lift you up because you are great and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the very same, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we need you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to have your way, Lord God, in everything that we say and do, that as we command this day, oh God, that as we command your Spirit, oh God, in our lives, that you would move by your Spirit, pulling down every stronghold and casting down every vain imagination and every hot thing that would lift itself against the knowledge of you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, do it now for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we speak, Lord God, also that our children and grandchildren, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, will want to be saved at a very young age, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Do it now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your honor, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for what you've done, but we thank you, Lord God, already for what you've done in our future life, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, and magnify you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We give you all the glory and the honor, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah to you.
Hallelujah to you. Hallelujah to you. Hallelujah to you. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We honor you. We love you. We lift you. We magnify you, O God. Abba Shanda. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for placing us in our correct time and in our correct season. And we decree, Lord God, that by you we run through troops and we leap over walls. You are our God, the God who girds us with strength and makes our way perfect. It is you, Lord God, who makes my feet to be like hinds' feet, giving me supernatural stability, Lord God, so that I'm able to stand firmly and progress on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble, oh God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that you have set us upon the high places securely, Lord God. You teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, oh God, granting us supernatural strength and abilities so that our arms break a bow of steel, oh God. You are our rock, you are our shield, and my strong tower. You have equipped me, Lord God, with the shield of your salvation. Hallelujah, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, oh God. You have equipped us with the shield of your salvation, and your right hand establishes me as victor in this battle. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you've made every crooked way to be straight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every bumpy road has been made plain. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name, oh God. We magnify your name, oh God. We give you the praise and the glory, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Arabosha. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah for your greatness. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And I praise your name, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you give us, Lord God, the neck of the enemy, and we're able to step upon it, oh God, and we pursue and overtake them until they are wounded and consumed, oh God, falling at our feet, never ever to rise again. We establish our name in the heavens, Lord God, and let them that hear of us submit and obey us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that when we pray, the angels ascend and descend according to our command, according to the purpose of you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for elevation even, oh God, for those who are looking for elevation on jobs. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you've already done it. We thank you, oh God, that it's already done. We thank you, oh God, that you've established it in the heaven, Lord God, so it must be done in the earth realm, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, and we magnify you, oh God. We give you the glory, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we lift you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we plead the blood on the for the people of, that are sick, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who ask for prayer through me because their bodies are ailing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, do it right now. Do it right now. Do it right now. Do it right now. Give them the victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we speak victory in the mighty name of Jesus, according to your will and purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we speak healing over their red blood cells and their white blood cells, over their kidneys, oh God, over cancer, oh God, over liver disease, oh God, over diabetes, type 1 and type 2, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak it over chronic sinusitis. We speak it over osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, in the name of Jesus. Those who are looking for healing through you, oh God, we decree and declare it right now that healing, Lord God, is the children's bread. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Let us eat of the whole loaf in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, dear Jesus. Hallelujah, dear Jesus. You are awesome, Lord God. So we honor you in that. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we call in the lost, oh God. These children, oh God. I call in my very own, oh God. Each and every last one of them. Lord God, my grandchildren, oh God. My great-grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, I decree right now, Lord God, that they are saved at a young age, and those that are saved, Lord God, are reborn, that, Lord God, they want to reestablish themselves in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it now, oh God. Arrest them by the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Arrest them now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless and magnify you for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the classes coming forth. God, hallelujah. We bless and lift you up for it, oh God. We magnify your name, dear Jesus, because we decree and declare victory, that their crooked ways are made straight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, dear Jesus. We thank you for victory, that they will know the answers, oh God. They won't stumble in the name of Jesus. But Lord God, you will order their mouths even, Lord God, to give the correct answers, oh God, and that they will score high in the name of Jesus. We bless you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for those who are getting ready to go away to college. They're preparing their way, oh God. They're getting ready to leave and go into new turf, oh God. But Lord Jesus, I ask that they are able to change and shift the atmosphere, even in the colleges, oh God, that wherever they go, Lord God, that they will be the head only and not the tail, oh God. They will be above and not beneath in the name of Jesus. That, Lord God, you will cover them and surround them by the blood of the Lamb. And that, Lord Jesus, that the youth and their peers and their schoolmates will not be able to influence them to take drugs. They won't be able to influence them to drink alcohol. Lord God, they won't be able to influence them, Lord God, to fornicate. But Lord God, you got your angels of protection all around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, and I announce that it is you, Lord God, who have blessed them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It is you that will empower them, oh God, and that they will come back with straight A's. They will come back with a mind stayed on you. They will come back knowing that they have discipled and won their peers over to Christ, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is not by our might, oh God. It is not by our power, but it is by the Spirit, oh God. For when the enemy shall come in, Lord God, like a flood, you're going to lift up your standard against them in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we forbid, oh God, and disallow, Lord God, the opposing activities of the enemy, oh God, to come up against us. We cancel out every plot and ploy and plan of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we command, oh God, that we have favor before us. We command, oh God, that we are victorious. We command, oh God, that we have peace today, oh God. We command, oh God, that we have supernatural debt cancellation today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We forbid right now that we will want for anything, but Lord God, that just as it enters into our thoughts, our minds, and our hearts, that it will manifest, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy cannot intercept and interfere anything, oh God. What we dismantle his plans. We interfere with what he's trying to interfere with
in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for this day. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for those who woke up and joined us in prayer and linked their faith, oh God. We thank you right now that they sacrificed the bed. They sacrificed their sleep. They sacrificed their slumber to be in you on today, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just command it, Lord God, that they will have strength, Lord God, and that they will receive an extra blessing today, oh God, for the sacrifice. We thank you, Lord God. We bind up backlash. We bind up retaliation of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we command and decree that every prayer that I prayed for everybody, even myself, oh God, that we are, Lord God, victorious. In Jesus' name I pray, and I do decree each and every last one of these prayers to be yes, to be so, and to be amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Giving God some praise on today by magnifying him on this great and awesome Sabbath day. Hallelujah. We love him. And yes, Lord, I pray that every chain is broken in all of your lives. Every listener under the sound of my voice, I command that your chains are broken and that false burdens have been lifted in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you will not
fall up under oppression and depression and heaviness, but I cast them upon the Lord God. I leave them at the altar in the name of Jesus, and that we are liberated from generational and satanic alliances and allegiances that the enemy has contrived against us. We sever them by the sword of the Lord in the name of Jesus, and by the blood and by the Spirit of God, we speak and command that today that we are free from any influence that might have been passed down in our bloodline from generation to generation, but our generational bloodline is clean and seeks the Lord and has a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, and that we will be able to see our children's children's children be lifting up the name of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we are free from any and all of those influences, negative influences that get passed down from one generation to another. But we are healthy emotionally. We are healthy socially. We are healthy physiologically. We are healthy psychologically. We are healthy spiritually, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm grateful to God today for everything and everybody, even the little children that wrote me on today to be able to get prayer for their loved ones, their families, their uncles, little kids asking for the uncles to be saved. That says a lot. So we thank God, and I, you know what, I command a prayer shield be around them and all of us, and that the anointing and spiritual firewalls and the hedge of the angels' protection just be around us all as we go to and forth, and that our footsteps are ordered of the Lord on today, and that our minds are in Christ Jesus, and that we wear the robe of righteousness and have on the shield of faith, and that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and that we have the sword of the Spirit on today. Hallelujah. I decree that for you on today. I decree and declare that you will have supernatural debt cancellation, and that your credit score just soar into the air, into the 700s and the 800s in the name of Jesus. You don't know what happened. All you can be able to say is that God did it. Hallelujah. Thanks to God. God can do it, will do it, but you got to believe and trust him to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on today. Yes, our time is winding up. Yes, we're drawing near to the end, but I wanted to be able to also lift up my archbishop in a special way on today. Oh, God, that through this campaign, oh God, we thank you right now and command that he has no contenders. Lord God, he has no candidates running against him. But Lord God, he's a sure win, that it will be a clean slate, that it will be an easy run, Lord God, and that he will not get tired through it, Lord God, because you're causing him, Lord God, to do it supernaturally in the mighty name of Jesus. We command victory over he and his family's lives, Lord God. We command nothing but victory in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you right now. I praise you right now. And I decree, Lord God, that he is safe, Lord God, that he every finance that he needs is available unto him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because we've called it in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that he will have everything that he needs, that he's daily loaded with benefits, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, oh God. We just decree the victory beforehand in the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord God, you are great. For Lord God, you are awesome. For Lord God, you are loyal. And we know that you've already done it. We just have to walk in it, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord God, as well,
I decree and declare that we shall not suffer, but that we will suck the milk of the Gentiles and at the breast of the kings, O God, according to your word in Isaiah, O God. We thank you right now. We speak it over our lives. And Lord God, let your people speak nothing but positiveness. Let your people be nothing but grateful on today, O God. Let your people do nothing but testify, O God, of your goodness and your graciousness and your mercy, O God, in Jesus' mighty name. And again, I bind up the backlash. I bind up the retaliation, O God, in Jesus' mighty name. And I decree and I declare these blessings to be so, to be yes, and to be amen. Saints of God, make sure that you invite someone on next week. We will be right here at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, Lord, commanding your day with you. Link your faith with us, because we are praying for you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
6 and Ezra, bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say
plans are